Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, live for today, plan for tomorrow, and the future will take care of itself. Once again, we invite you to a period of Bible study, looking into the Word of God and learning what we can about God's will. All right, let's return to our study. As we get back into our study once more, we're looking at who Jesus is. You've heard Jesus' name mentioned over and over again this past week. And people are making preparation for a special day remembering Jesus. Now, who is this Jesus that people are talking about? The question is asked in John 9 and verse 35 through 38, when a blind man was asked, "Do you believe in Jesus?" He said, "Who is he that I might believe in him?" Then in Matthew 16, beginning with verse 13, Jesus asked the question, "Who is the Christ? Who is this one? And whom do men say that I am?" And their answer was, "You're John the Baptist or Jeremiah, one of the prophets." In other words, you're a good man, and that's as far as they took it. But the Apostle Peter answered in a greater way, because Peter said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." The word Christ means the anointed of God. When he says you're the Son of the living God, remember the context of John 3 and verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his Son, in a unique way. Now remember, Jesus was with God in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. This is very clearly pointing out the eternal nature of Jesus Christ. Now, who is he? He is the Son of God. Well, he also is the Savior of the world. We noted in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 that Jesus was to be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. Luke 19 and verse 10, Jesus said, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." And so he's the Savior of the world. Again, notice Jesus is God's spokesman. This will tell you who he is. I read the Hebrew letter, chapter 1 and verse 1, something like this. In the beginning, this is the statement in regard to the Word of God that is given to mankind. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now look at it again. Has God spoken? Yes. How did he speak in time past? He spoke unto the fathers by the prophets. Well, the prophets, when Isaiah said something, they were saying God's will. What about Jeremiah? When Jeremiah spoke, he was speaking God's will. God spoke through those prophets. All right, is God still doing that? Still speaking through Jeremiah, through Isaiah, through Amos, and others of the Old Testament prophets? Well, there's a distinction to be made. God now is speaking by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. In other words, God has a spokesman now for us. Friends, if I want to know what to do to be saved, I don't look to Moses and the law. If I want to know what must I do to be saved, I don't look to the Old Testament prophets. However, I look to God's spokesman for mankind today. I find in the passage, Hebrews 1 and verse 1, that God is speaking and talks to man through his Son. Now put that together with what you read about in Matthew chapter 17, 1 through 5. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went into the mountain. And there in the mountain appeared before him Moses and Elias. Now Moses and Elias had been dead for a long time, but now they appear, and Peter, James, and John are observing what is going on. Look at Peter's response to the situation. Peter said, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you will, let us build three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias." In other words, Moses and Elias have appeared, so we'll honor Moses and Elias as well as honoring Jesus. The voice from heaven broke the silence of heaven with these words, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Now what does that mean? Does that mean Moses was a false teacher? No, of course not. Does it mean Elias or the prophets were not people to listen to? No, certainly not. Does it mean that now, under this present situation, the Son of God is the one who is to be listened to? Doesn't that harmonize perfectly with what we read in Hebrews 1 and verse 1? God speaks by his Son. Now, Peter, when he says, "Let's recognize all three authorities," God says, "I have a Son, and I want you to listen to him." And so, Jesus is that spokesman for the human family. Would that mean then that if I want to know anything about religion, about the way of salvation, that I would look to Jesus? Wouldn't that be the proper application of that passage? Go back to the third chapter of the book of Acts. As you're reading the third chapter, notice that there's a discussion about a prophet and Moses. And you remember Peter said, Moses said, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you from among you, and he shall be likened unto Moses." Moses said, "He'll be like me." And this prophet is one that you must listen to. You must hearken to all things that he speaks, whatsoever shall say unto you. You listen to this new prophet. Now, even as Moses said that a long time ago, now Peter uses the statement of Moses to say God's spokesman is not Moses. God's spokesman today is this new prophet. Who's the new prophet he's telling about? Well, of course, that's Jesus the Christ, isn't it? So when I ask the question, who is Jesus? I answer by saying he's God's spokesman. He's the one who tells men and women what they need to know about the mind of God. God doesn't hide himself from us. God reveals himself by his Son, Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Bible teaches this Jesus we're talking about is someone we can know about. So when the question is asked, who is he? There's a Bible answer. We appreciate the opportunity of studying with you again today, and we wish for you the very best of the season. We hope you'll be listening again tomorrow, and in the meantime, we hope that you'll remember this. It was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.